Ken Merlo from Glendale, Mass. Joe Donahue's book show is terrific. He's an excellent interviewer, and he picks the most interesting authors to interview. And I look forward to hearing it every week.
Mark Schaefer in Albany. Senator Schumer on WAMC this week misstated the facts about the Iran nuclear deal and threatened congressional action to increase the sanctions, which could destroy the best opportunity in a generation to move Iran toward a regional detente and away from the path to a nuclear weapons capability. If Schumer, a very powerful senator, wants to pay bad cop to increase the pressure, that would be one thing. But actually voting to increase the sanctions and blow up the deal could be the worst thing he's done in his entire life.
This is Marilyn Copper from Galway, New York. I listened to Michael Weinstein's program about songs Friday morning. He was interviewing Liza Minnelli and talked about many of the things that made her popular, including Cabaret, which was very fine. But what I remember most about Liza Minnelli was how she sang New York, New York at the first ball game in New York City after 9/11. And everybody in the stands stood up and sang it with her with tears running down their faces. And that's what I'll always remember about Liza Minnelli.
Charlie Good from Amherst, Massachusetts. I don't know why NPR has to be so heavy on the polling stuff. Why does it matter, to my opinion, with my intelligent brain, what my neighbor thinks?
Adam from Newburgh, and I'm calling in regards to Rosemary Armeo's comments this morning on the roundtable. Fantastic discussion, both sides, from a very objective point, Democratic and Republican. I consider myself a liberal Republican, and this is exactly the kind of commentary I love to listen to on a public radio station.
Hello, this is Jennifer calling the Great Barrington area, and I love the roundtable. And I find Rosemary very annoying and irritable and constantly down on President Obama and the administration. And we need health care in this country. It's a difficult process. We're trying to work through it. There are thousands and thousands of people that need help. She has absolutely no empathy for this. I find her extremely annoying and one-sided.